and what he said just the other day. That's our conversation this morning on the Morning Crossfire. Barrister Monday Ubani is joining us on the show this morning. Let's see if we can get him on the show right now. Barrister Monday, very lovely morning to you.
Yes, I'm alive.
Dr. Monday Ubani, how are you, sir?
It could be better. Morning.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you so much. I don't want to waste time into, you know, giving preambles and intro and everything, because it's something that we already started at 5 a.m., this conversation about NSAS panel. First and foremost, let me get your thought on the position of Senior Advocate Festus Keyamo on the illegality posture that he said the NSAS panel took. Is it illegal, or what's your own thought about it?
Thank you, Quadri, for having me. Good morning to your esteemed listeners. I totally disagreed with Festus Keyamo, Senior Advocate of Nigeria. Immediately, he made open his idea of the competence of the inquiry panel. And I put up a statement immediately. I faulted him both on law and also on logic, and even on moral grounds. There is a particular section of the Tribunal of Inquiry law that he quoted, and that is Section 21, that the state government can only set up a panel of inquiry over issues they have what you call legislative competence, and they don't have, according to him, legislative competence on policing and the army and other security agencies and others. That is clearly a matter he misunderstood.
Okay.
The panel of inquiry that was set up was not trying to inquire into police policies or army policies or their recruitment process or their dismissal or their discipline. No. What was being investigated was the issue of human rights violation, which threw so many youths, you know, out there on the street, remember, in 2020. Hmm. And the National Economic Council, which is headed by a renowned professor of law and senior advocate of Nigeria, that is the vice president, held an emergency meeting in which this matter was brought before the table. And they felt that, look, the best thing to do is to redress the injustice and they see what they can do to assuage the feelings and anger of Nigerians who are complaining of violations of their rights. And so they asked all the state governors to go ahead and establish panels of inquiry to look into those complaints, genuine complaints of Nigerians, and probably make a recommendation that government will find very appropriate, you know, to implement.
Right.
If you remember, that was actually what happened. The governors also held meetings and agree that that is the right thing to do. More so, under our new jurisprudence, the federal government cannot establish any panel of inquiry in any state in the federation. Under our new jurisprudence,
right.
You cannot.
That's right. That's
it's only in Abuja. And of course, these are matters that did not happen only in Abuja. It happened across the entire nation.
That's
all
right.
Over the state. So how do you now, you know, look into that issue and address it except by setting up panels of inquiry in the various states, which is what the governors did. The security agencies submitted their jurisdiction. I mean, they submitted to the jurisdiction of these panels. So I don't know what really prompted the federal government to now send Keyamo. It's like, who should I send? And as just this morning rightly pointed out, the fact that Keyamo is an activist and is a senior advocate of Nigeria, let him go and do the dirty job on their behalf. And he really messed up. Even on legal grounds.
If you
look at Section 1 of that particular law, Tribunal of Inquiry, it gives the state government the power to set up the panel to look into the conduct of any person. Any person. It's very, very important. Any person.
He broke that any person down in his interview, and he said that any person was the law was referring to civil servants.
I didn't hear the question.
He said that any person that you mentioned in that provision of that law, that the law was referring to civil servants, not to military personnel.
No, that is not true. That is not true. Any person, you know, means any person, very personal, corporate body, you know, should But where he was hinging his argument was the issue of legislative company, and I've explained it.
Yeah.
It what was being investigated, sir, was not the Nigerian police, you know, per se in terms of policing or dismissal or recruitment. No, that is clearly within the purview of the federal government.
Do you think...
When it comes to the issue of violation of right of a citizen,
right,
then the state government has absolute
Dr. Obani, do you think that, I want to use the word that you use, that he misunderstood that provision of the law. Do you think he misunderstood it, or it was an attempt to discredit the panel's report?
I think it's later, sir. It's not that KMO misunderstood that. It's possible that he may and probably tell them, I can do this job. You know, I know how to go and follow the panel's recommendation. Let me go and do that job. And they say, okay, go ahead, they call channels, and then he was now sent. But it can also be that it is clearly mischievous, you know, in order to discredit what has been recommended by this particular panel. Remember that there was this lie being put out, you know, especially on the issue of there was no death at the toll gate. And so the only way now to discredit this particular recommendation and findings of the panel is to ensure that they do what they are doing. They started with their lawyer, they started with Lai Mohammed, and then they now brought a senior advocate of Nigeria who now say, I'm speaking not as the minister, but I'm speaking now as the senior advocate of Nigeria, as the lawyer.
Right.
And he cited the law, but we have faulted him on the same law that he cited, that he cannot be correct. That is not the correct position. That what was being investigated, and what was investigated, was the issue of violation of human rights. And it's not an exclusive thing for the federal government to talk about human rights.
Right.
The state has an issue of security. The state, the chief security officer of any state is the governor. And so he has the right to set up a panel that has to deal with the issue of insecurity in the state. And so I see no reason why it should have come up with that. Then secondly, on the issue of moral, you know, I didn't mention it.
Yeah.
The federal government did, you know, authorize the setting up of these panels. So it cannot approbate and reprobate. If you agree and you submitted yourself to jurisdiction, I see no reason why you now come over and say, oh, no, we cannot agree with the findings of it's not illegal. What makes it illegal? Because the recommendations went against your own interest. It's immoral to argue on that ground alone.
But that is another argument that is out there, Dr. Obani, that the federal government can't even initiate the process of setting up panels. And you mentioned it yourself that there's a law already that the state has power to set up such inquiries.
Yes.
So when Senior Advocate Ebun Adegburua was putting out his own argument, he said that the federal government gave directive for these panels to be set up.
And that's true.
Why should the federal government give, did the federal government give, go ahead for these panels to be set up?
They did. And as I said earlier, they did. To the extent that if you remember the last discussion, the president
if a government did not give the go ahead, does it make the panels less legal or an illegal entity?
I'm saying that, you know, because of the situation in the country. Remember that the president also is a security, you know, the person in charge of security, the entire federation of the country.
Right.
Remember that this particular protest were all over the country, and everyone felt worried that if you don't do anything, you know, to really abate it, Nigeria will actually be consumed. Nigeria will be engulfed on fire. So the best thing to do is, can we sit down and address whatever the grievances of the young ones, you know, were at that point? And so the National Economic, you know, Council held an emergency meeting. And the governors were members of, remember, governors
That's
were
right.
members of that,
That's
that
right.
particular council. They all agreed that the best thing is, look, can we listen to the young ones and understand what their grievances are? And the only way to do it is set up a panel of inquiry to hear what the issues are and then address them. So it's not as if, you know, it was only that the federal government gave the go-ahead that made it legal. No, the law itself, you know, made it legal, cited that law. And that is the Tribunal of Inquiry Law, which is actually replicated in all over the country. There is a Tribunal of Inquiry Act, which is applicable only in Abuja, which is, of course, the law of the federal government. But the one of law is by all over the entire state, you know, they have this law, inquiry law, that gives them power to set up any panel. Remember in Plateau, it was set up. Even recently, El-Rufai set up a panel of
That's
inquiry
right.
with regards to AIDS and that matter.
That's right.
Where even the military were invited and they gave evidence. So what are we talking about? We also had it even when Rotimi Amaechi was the governor of River State.
Mm.
He set up a panel that was presided over by the late justice that, you know, of the Supreme Court, and also military men and police officers were invited. and they submitted to jurisdiction and made their submissions. So why are we now raising the issue that the federal government agency, you know, they're talking about police. Police is not even a federal government agency.
Hmm.
Police is an agency of the federation, including the state. They are agents of the federation. If you really want to even, you know, probably go on that line of argument, it is not an exclusive thing for the federal government. It is meant also for the state. And that's why the states are even funding the police today. The most of them get, you know, provide logistics, provide buses, provide even some of the things that they need, even money. We know it what goes on. So
that's
how
right.
Can you now say that the state cannot in any way bring this police officer under issue of, you know, investigation of misconduct, especially where those misconduct affect the citizens of the state, you know, where the governor is presiding. So I think that argument, honestly, as I said, both on law, logic and moral.
Right.
I don't think that the learned senior advocate of Nigeria is absolutely correct. He was wrong. But I also know that by now, he will also be hearing the barrage of attacks that are coming all over, because even on social media, and I don't think I envy him.
Let's talk about the attacks. Only that I want us to talk about the statement that agents of the central government, including Festus Keyamo, senior advocate himself, Mr. Lai Mohammed, Minister for Information and Culture, the two of them have been very vocal as regards this panel. They have tried in every way to discredit the report of this panel, even though the report is still a leaked report. I don't know why they're taking it so seriously. But do you think the state government, the Lagos state, because all eyes are on Lagos state, do you think the Lagos state government should have said something?
But they know the governor made a statement the first day that report was submitted to him, and says he set up a 4-man committee that have to review that report in order to enable the government issue a white paper.
Right.
And he said he's going to issue a white paper with regards to that. He's going to implement the report.
We're expecting that today or tomorrow.
So that statement that he made is what we're holding him on. I only see all this as distraction. They want to distract Lagos state government from doing the right thing. But I know that she will do it.
Why is the Lagos state government not defending their position? Why are they quiet? For someone to have said that you have done something illegal, for someone to have said that you have some people to have said that you have wasted people's funds, you have wasted people's monies,
yes,
and you are keeping quiet.
Sometimes wisdom is a principle thing. You know, Bible says in all our getting. It's not every matter you react to, because you only know a foolish man when the foolish man opens up his mouth. Are you following me? So sometimes silence is golden. He may have a reason. If we begin to enter into the fray, that is not actually our attention at this point. That thing that Lagos said is actually, you know, focusing the attention on the ball. The attention is on the ball. We must implement this report. We set it up. We brought these people. We are the one that appointed them. We wasted resources, so we cannot in any way be distracted by all this that is going on by federal government agencies. You know, and those agents, you know, are speaking contrary to their boss, because the president of the country engaged the secretary of state of America.
That's right.
And of course, you remember what the president said.
That's right.
He said,
we are
waiting for the state.
For the white paper.
Who have set up this panel. So I don't know where these guys are deriving their power to now contradict what the president of the country has said. So I think that the Lagos state is maintaining golden silence because they know they cannot be distracted. That is my thinking. And I also want everyone to believe until the contrary is proved.
Who is supposed to implement the recommendations of this report if the white paper comes out to the air tomorrow?
The state government has a role to play. Of course, you remember that the state government also even budgeted or put aside some certain amount of money for compensation.
That's right.
And the compensation has already been, you know, some of them have been compensated. I remember I read those stories in the papers, you know, that some people have been compensated.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are also some recommendations there that may have to affect issue of policing system, which, of course, the federal government says when those reports, you know, come around, they will be looking to it also. But they want the state that set up those panels, you know, to be the one to start the process, to initiate the process of implementation. So I think government is a holistic thing, federal and state. They agree that this panel should be set up for the purpose of addressing some of the injustices and wrongs and grievances of the citizens. So I think that it's going to be a collaborative effort in the long run in order to really give a clear name to issue of policing system. There are a lot of things that we have recommended in that panel's report that would be of use also to the federal government.
Mm. Before I let you go, Dr. Ubani, I have just one last question. It's straight to the point. ever since Mr. Lai Mohammed and Mr. Keyamo have been talking about this, everybody has been reacting. The papers are awash with, you know, reactions to the latest one from Mr. Keyamo. Why does it matter? Why do you think their opinions count? Why are we reacting to what they're saying? And I'm asking this because someone asked that question. And I said, look, well, this thing is valid. So everything they are saying now, does it really matter what they say? Please tell me. Perhaps there is a legal angle to all of this. Perhaps there's something going on. Please.
No. It's political. It's an APC government that is in power, remember, at the federal level. And then the Lagos State government, you know, that is, every attention is on Lagos State government report. It's also an APC government. So if the federal, that is clearly in power, you know, the agents are making statements that clearly are variance with expectations of Nigeria. So we need to be very, very, you know, careful, you know, not to let it, not to allow it to go by. You know, we need to react to it because they are the one controlling the federal government as it seems now. And if the agent are making this kind of statement, you know, that goes contrary to the recommendation and findings of the panel, we shouldn't keep by it. We should react to it. Because they may be like the voice of Jacob, clearly the hand of Esau. You know, we if you don't say anything now, it goes as if we have accepted what they have said. And of course, the government also may be confused. I mean, I'm talking about Lagos State government. If they are not focused, they may be distracted by the kind of things that are coming from the very powerful members of the cabinet or at the federal level, because they are the one controlling the government presently. And so we should be careful, not allow whatever they say to go by without probably reacting to it. And that is why we are worried that such statements have been made, you know, because they told a lie from the beginning. And so they want that lie to be seen as truth. And people are saying, no, you cannot contradict a truth. Truth is there. And you started by saying there was no death. Sheriff, you know that nobody has been talking about the first objective of this panel. You know, the first objective was the issue of the grievances of the youth.
That's right.
Concerning the issue of violation of rights.
That's
and
right.
This recommendation was made. The issue of Lekki Tollgate was even secondary. It was secondary. It was after it occurred that they added it as a mandate to the panel. So everyone doesn't, you know, everyone now is paying attention to what happened, you know, at Lekki
Tollgate. On that night.
Not to what even led to the protest in the first place. Have you noticed that?
I have.
He's talking about a recommendation of the panel with regards to the first objective, why they were set up in the first place. But we're all concentrated with Lekki Tollgate because that was a particular situation where the government wanted us to believe their lie. They say those guys were terrorists. They call them all manner of now. They wanted to overthrow the government of President Buhari.
Right.
So at the time, they were calling them terrorists, all manner of names, that nobody died. Now, the finding that people died at the Tollgate. Now, everyone now went back. Commendable.
Yeah.
Let them not be distracted. Whatever reaction they want to make is that we are going to implement whatever the panel has recommended. That is the kind of thing that can affect. Let me say this, sir. What happened in 2020 is clearly unprecedented.
Yes,
I mean, I'm talking about the NSAS protest.
Yes, absolutely.
We have never had it where the young ones in this country came together to really, you know, express themselves. And so any serious government that takes governance issue, you know, as a serious matter, will want to address those issues so that we can move forward. The country we are in today, there is so many crises. There are things we need to address to make this country one of the best countries in the world. And I think that it behoves on leadership at every strata to really, really address the issue of grievances of the people. Because governance is about the people. It's about the people.
That's right.
Their welfare, the issue of their security and all that. You don't even go there to go and, you know, probably, you know, rule because of you are the best in the world. It is the people that ask you to go and represent them when we understand the meaning of democracy. So I think that any serious government with what happened 2020 will not want this matter to be swept under the carpet. Let's address and heal our wound as a nation and become like other nations. I don't want a situation where we start doing things as if we don't want to belong in the 21st century. You know, so I think that any serious government must address this issue, and I know that Lagos State government will not fail Nigerians at this point in time, sir.
All right. Let's take some calls now, some reactions as well from social media. We're streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube. Just type in Nigeria Info 99.3 and you'll be a part of the show. Drop your comment on there and I will take them. For those who want to call, please call 0700-993-993-993. Female only line is 01465-7190. That is 01465-7190. On YouTube, drop your comments there. On Facebook, drop your comments there as well. WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. On WhatsApp, let's speak with Kenneth. Kenneth joins us from First Tag this morning. Kenneth, good morning to you.
Yeah, hello, good morning.
Jimmy. Morning to you.
Yeah, how are you today?
Very well, thank you.
Yeah, welcome to. Yeah, what's the reaction from your issue you guys are discussing?
Go on, please.
I think I'm supporting Monday's Obani view about we talking about these stances from the federal government. Because if you remember, after the Lekki shooting, someone only visited the victim the next day, and there was a tweet from someone that everybody was here must look into, and the tweet read. So this is the toughest night of our lives as forces beyond our direct control have moved to make that note in our history. So we want to know who are these dark forces that is beyond the governor's control that wants to make our lives miserable in this country. Thank you.
Thank you too, Kenneth, for calling. I appreciate it. Let's take another call quickly. Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I go with Pastor Barney, but for me, I think we're in a big mess. Because these people with this donkey attitude, I don't think we can do anything about them. But all I want Nigerians to do, like people have been calling, 2023, we should put our heads together and see how we can change this set of people. Thank you.
Thank you, too, for calling me. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, miss, we can hear you.
Yeah, my name is Agu. I'm calling from Bagada.
Welcome. We are waiting for you. Go on, please.
Hello.
We can hear you. Go on, please.
I said my name is Agu. I'm calling from Bagada.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Okay, Agu is not ready. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello. Yes, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hello.
Yes, miss, we can hear you.
Yeah, good morning. This is Rita.
Welcome, Rita. Welcome.
Hello?
We can hear you. Can you hear me? Oh, Rita can't hear me as well. Rita, do try and call me back, all right? Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. I'm
welcome.
Yeah.
Go on, please.
Huh?
Go on, Aguma. We're listening to you.
Okay. Good morning. I want to comment on Keamu's...
Go on, please, go on.
Okay. Let us not forget that it was the same Keamu where the president had given a marching order to the police to sit outside at protesters and, other criminals. On Channel TV, Keamu and Dino Malaye had come together, and Keamu had said that the president's order is if the punishment for a crime that the suspect would have been given would have been death penalty. So it's in order if the president ordered for their shooting. So...
I'm seriously struggling to understand why you're telling this story. I'm trying to understand why you're telling this story. Could you please arrive
I'm
at the point?
I'm telling this story because it's consistent with Keamu to go on the against the people. You know, we've seen him do this many a times, and we should not take.
It's his opinion. The fact that you don't like it doesn't mean he's against the people. He shared an opinion.
No, it's against the law. You know that everyone is presumed innocent until brought before the law.
Oh, yes, of course.
So if that is, and that's the law is for the people. And if he goes against this basic fundamental law,
What law has he gone against, really? I'm still trying now, to wrap my head around what you're saying.
When he gave support to Mr. President, when President has said, ordered the military,
oh, no.
the police, to
I don't want to go back to that story again because it's a waste of time. Thank you so much for calling me. Appreciate it. I really do. Nigeria,
hello,
good morning. Good morning to you.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning to you.
Yeah, this is Rita.
Welcome. Welcome.
Yeah. What I have to say is this. Thank God the explanation was very, very clear. Let's just wait for the governor of Lagos State. Whatsoever the white paper will come with, at least Nigerians will not know the truth. If it is only the truth that the governor of Lagos State is going to do to Nigerians by telling us this one, at least Nigerians will be glad because Nigerians are really interested of knowing the real truth that I put at the Lekki toll gate.
Right.
So let them just come out. I believe in them that they will come out with the truth so that Nigerians will be satisfied with it. Thank you.
Thank you, too. Dr. Monday Bani, let me release you. But before I release you, I want to go back to the question I asked earlier, which you answered. But now I want to take the other part of it, because you said that everybody has a role to play in the implementation of the white paper, the outcome of the white paper, right?
Yes.
With the posture of the federal government, does it look like the government, the central government, is interested in any implementation?
Well, it's becoming clearer. I remember that there were skeptics who doubted the genuineness of the panel and then the public intention to implement anything. With this two ministers of the same cabinet really calling the report and recommendation fake. And the other one talking about illegality that is illegal and all that. So I don't know.
Where does that now leave us? As to,
yeah, it leaves us with some doubts, you know. But for Lagos State, as my sister has rightly pointed out, all eyes on Lagos, you know, to do the right thing. Let's sometimes give them that benefit of the doubt.
Hmm.
That a state government like Lagos will not fail Nigerians. You know, this is clearly within Nigeria. Things happen. But if they want to bury the truth, I tell you that nobody buries the truth. Even in 20, 30 years, they try with Abiola. At the end, what happened? They recognize that Abiola won that election. So I would want Lagos State to really write their name in the sand of time that they did the right thing by trying to implement that report. People died at the tollgate, and that is the truth. Whether it is massacre or it's one or two or three persons, but people dying, there were shootings, and that again has been confirmed. So I want a situation where we can assuage the feelings of people by doing the right thing. And I believe that Sawolu has this particular burden, and that is the burden of history to do the right thing. That is my belief. And I also want Nigerians for us to be patient today, tomorrow, and to promise the report should be out, this white paper. Let us see the content of that paper, and then we now can proceed from there. The prayer point for me
Is there a possibility of this going into a proper court of law? Dr. Bani, are you with me? Dr. Bani, bad network. They don't want to answer that question. Hello?
Oh, I'm having... Okay, I'm hearing you now.
Okay.
I'll ask the question again.
Yes, I was asking you because I've heard some individuals who said that whatever the outcome of the white paper, they are still going to approach the court of law. Is there a possibility that this can...
No. You can appeal over the findings of the panel. In fact, I have a problem with some of the procedure. Is that this... What the white paper is taking to the...
Oh, no. We can't hear you. Oh, no. I am so sorry. We can't hear you. Oh, boy. So what are we going to do now? Dr. Bani, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Dr. Bani? Oh, no. Dr. Bani can't hear me. We can't hear you. Maybe you can hear us, but we can't hear you. Lagos can't hear you. You know what we're going to do? I'm going to call you back right away, Dr. Bani. Let's do that. Let me call you right back. Let's conclude on that before we go, because I need to try and give somebody 10,000 naira this morning, okay? Let's see if we can reestablish contact with Dr. Bani. Shoot. I think his line is busy. Maybe he's trying to call us back. Dr. Bani, don't worry. Don't call us back. Eh? Let's call you back. People will not let us call Dr. Bani now. If you keep calling me, I can't call Dr. Bani because you take over the line that I want to use to call Dr. Bani. And I would love for him to please answer that question for those who want to If you don't let me call Dr. Obani, I'm not playing any game. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everybody should do their worst. I'm going to play music now. People should stop calling now. Stop. Okay, please. Please, I'm begging. Oh, yeah, please, stop calling. Stop. Let me just call Dr. Obani. After calling Dr. Obani, we will now play game. How does that sound? Sounds great, Abby. Hey, Dr. Obani. Oh, no, please don't call. Please don't call. Let me call Dr. Obani. Then we can play the game. If you don't allow me to call Dr. Obani, we won't play any game. And time is going. Time is going, though. Okay, I think we have Dr. Obani back on the line. Dr. Obani, are you here with me now? Are you here with me now, Dr. Obani?
Yes, I'm hearing you loud and clear.
Fantastic.
I'm very sorry about this. We're not hearing you.
Yes, we couldn't hear.
The Tribunal of Inquiry Law. Are you hearing me now?
I'm with you, Dr. Obani. Go on, please.
Yes, the Tribunal of Inquiry Law has made a provision how to enforce this judgment. You know, it will be registered, you know, at the High Court. Whatever the recommendations are, you know, whatever the panel white paper is, will be registered with the registrar of the High Court.
Okay.
And it becomes enforced like a judgment of the court.
Oh.
It's there in the Tribunal of Inquiry Law.
Okay.
It makes a provision how to enforce it. So it will be registered at the High Court. And it becomes like an order and judgment of the court. I hope that is very clear to you.
Okay. It's clear now. Very, very clear.
So it will be enforced. It will be, it's enforceable. You cannot appeal against it. You cannot even review the judgment. You can't set it aside. You know, it's there. It's not something you can appeal on. You know, so what they do is whatever the white paper is, I think it should be registered with the High Court. And what from there, it becomes a judgment. It becomes a judgment of the High Court.
Okay, fantastic. Dr. Mondibani, thank you so much for always giving us your time. We appreciate your time a lot on the show this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Dr. Mondibani is a chairman, MBA section on public interest and development, SPIDL. Of the NBA. He joined us on the show this morning. Now, let's play. We have about 3-4 minutes to play this game. Just a Minute. You all know Just a Minute very well. It's back on the radio, so let's play. Just one call and one call only. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. You must get as many questions correctly as possible in just 60 seconds. That's cool, Abby. Okay. Let's play. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Yes, what's your name?
Yeah, Gabriel from Ikoyi.
Gabriel, you want to play Just a Minute?
Let me try.
Ayana, Mr. Gabriel, let's try and play.
This is Just a Minute. Just a Minute on 99.3 Nigeria Infest.
Hello? Hello?
Your time starts right now, Mr. Gabriel.
This is Just a Minute.
What year did Facebook start?
Oh, I have no idea.
Who was Nigeria's longest-serving Senate president?
David Mark.
Correct. Who is the current United Nations Secretary General?
No idea.
What is the world's second most populous country?
India.
Correct. Which country has the most pyramids?
Congo, Zaire.
Wrong. Nigeria celebrates Democracy Day on May 29. True or false?
True.
That's false. What was Nigeria's first political party?
SCN.
Eh?
SCN.
Wrong. WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter are owned by Mark Zuckerberg. True or false?
True.
Wrong. So, Mr. Gabriel, you got 2 questions correctly. Stay on the line. We'll get your details. At the end of today, if she makes the winner of Just a Minute, then you get 10,000 naira to go and chocolate, buddy, and enjoy yourself. Lagos, Nigeria. That's our show today. Happy new month to you in advance. Today is the last day of November. Tomorrow is December 1 and it's World AIDS Day, HIV AIDS. Tomorrow is the day designated by the UN to create awareness, create buzz around HIV AIDS. Have you gone for an HIV AIDS test lately? When was the last time? Are you living with HIV and AIDS? Are you living, you know, are you a living, a survivor, a witness? We would love for you to educate others. So if you like to educate others about it, feel free. Send me a mail, Sheriff at NigeriaInfo.fm. We have the AHF people coming on the show from Abuja tomorrow to have a conversation with us on HIV/AIDS. So we would love to get as many people as possible to jump on the show tomorrow to share their experience about HIV/AIDS. Anonymity is assured because we understand that stigma. In fact, stigmatization is one of the things that would dwell on tomorrow on the conversation. So please join us tomorrow at 8 o'clock for that conversation. Send me a mail if you'd like to be one of the guests tomorrow. And the only condition is you must be living with HIV/AIDS. You must be a survivor of the virus. Basically, because we'd like for you to still, people don't believe that it exists. People believe that it's some kind of weird stories from somewhere. So, and it's only important that we create these actualities, let them see that yes, there are people who are doing very well. That is not a death sentence. People are thriving. They're living their best lives, even with HIV. So let's have that conversation tomorrow. Sheriff at NigeriaInfo.fm. That's the email. So we can get you ready for tomorrow's show. In the meantime, thank you all for being a part of my morning. Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu is next. I'm Sheriff. Good morning to you, Lagos. Good morning. Leading the
conversation. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.